This is Tara Pawson, and I'll be reading chapter 13. It's been a rough week. I was missing something. I almost wanted to believe Juanita, even though her claim was outrageous. But I was missing something. I could feel it. Juanita walked over and pressed the elevator button. The door opened. We walked inside. Juanita pushed floor 72. "Where are we going now?" Benny asked. "I'm going to show you the second thing," Juanita said. "I'm going to prove to you that I'm telling the truth, and then I want to be left alone." I looked at Juanita in the reflection of the elevator doors. She looked at the floor. I thought about what she'd said about her mother. I wanted to ask her about the accident, but part of me wanted to pretend that superheroes never got hurt. In the end, I decided if Juanita ever wanted to tell me, I'd listen. The doors opened, and Juanita led us down a long, narrow corridor, pausing a couple times as if she'd heard a sound. There were doors on either side of the hall, and Juanita opened the third one on the left and ushered us into the room that looked like the computer lab at school. "What is this?" I asked. "What does it look like?" Juanita said. Then she looked over at me. Our eyes met, and I think for the first time I saw the real Juanita, a tired girl who had feelings and fears and was in over her head. "I'm sorry," she said. "It's been a rough week." "I understand," I said. "Us too." Juanita sat down at the computer and opened several browser windows. She entered some usernames and passwords, logging into several different systems, then stood up. "There you go," Juanita said. "I've given you access to our entire system. You have emails, calendar items, files, everything." I don't quite know what to do. Benny coughed behind me. I don't feel right to just start snooping around in their personal files. "I'm not going to let you just do anything," Juanita said. "But if you look through all our files, you'll see we have no plans for doing anything wrong. You'll see that all our communications are about how to stop the villains, you guys. There are over 500 gigabytes of information. You know we can't fake that." I sat at the computer and started clicking. Benny eventually sat down at another computer and opened an online game. At first, I looked through the files. As far as I could tell, there weren't any blueprints for death rays or plans for world domination. There was quite a collection of music, and I noticed that the Johnson family seemed to like classics. Mozart, Tchaikovsky, Vivaldi. There were also a lot of pictures, birthdays, family reunions. I found a map of the city where they'd made guesses about the headquarters locations. I was pleased to see they weren't even close. I opened the browser where Juanita had logged into the email system. "I don't want to go reading through people's personal emails," I said. "It doesn't feel right." I thought I saw a hint of a smile on Juanita's face. "I'm glad to hear that," Juanita said. "Here." Juanita took the keyboard and typed in a few commands. "This is the email account we use for all our official superhero communications to the mayor, the city council, and that sort of thing. There's nothing personal." The emails proved much more interesting. I got lost in scrolling through them. There were messages to the mayor asking for support in fighting the villains. There were more proposals to the chief of police, the governor, and anybody else who would listen, proposing ways to capture and imprison the supervillains once and for all. But that wasn't the most interesting part. "What is an armistice?" Benny asked, reading over my shoulder. "Is that one of those things you attach to your arm so you can So you can hit harder? Gina, Juanita shook her head. Armistice means to stop fighting. I point to the screen. I'm seeing 5 emails by a guy named Oscar Redding. Last summer, he wrote to our family several times asking for armistice. He wanted both families to sit down and talk. Your family said they wouldn't agree to anything until our family agreed. I wonder if he ever wrote to us. The name sounds familiar, Juanita said. She took the keyboard from me again. With a few quick keystrokes, she had a new window up. Looks like he's in the Chamber of Commerce. He owns several businesses in town. Ah. He also owns the thermal underwear factory. Or rather, owned it. We destroyed it last year, remember? Yeah, I said. That makes sense, Benny said. We destroyed his factory, so he wants us to stop fighting. The phone buzzed. I read the screen. Dinner in an hour. Don't be late. Your father has a surprise. Mom. I don't want a surprise. I wanted answers.